easing the budget crunch. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
School athletic administrators headed into the 2009-10 school year knowing that they would indeed be fortunate if they could get by financially again by just nibbling around the edges of their budgets. And they were also fearful of what faced them in the future. The drama surrounding school financing in our state has played out exactly as predicted. This year hasn't been good, next year looks worse, and additional mid-year budget cuts have already been made at some schools. So as schools get ready to look towards additional alternative means of funding their sports programs, whether that be through more fundraising, participation fees, or other ways, the MHSAA has looked at what its role might be, not only in the area of cost containment, but in creating revenue streams for schools. But before going further, a fact that is often lost on followers of high school sports is that the Michigan High School Athletic Association is not funded in any way by its member school or by taxpayer dollars. The MHSAA is unique in the respect that schools pay no membership dues or entry fees to play in tournaments, and the association does not levy fines against schools for breaking rules like they do in other states. In fact, the MHSAA provides partial reimbursement of travel expenses to schools at some levels of some tournaments, and schools hosting tournament games have operational expenses covered, and many make money for being a tournament center. Where the MHSAA is considering helping schools contain expenses is by looking at game playing rules and its handbook and tournament policies. For example, if a playing rule calls for a change that results in an expense to schools that isn't related to health or safety issues, the color of home uniforms in basketball or football, for example, maybe that rules change doesn't get implemented right now. Maybe it's allowing junior high middle school basketball teams to play two games on a Saturday as a way of reducing the need to travel. Maybe it's changing the format of some tournaments to eliminate travel expenses. It certainly means that any thoughts of creating new tournaments or having expanded tournaments are certainly going to have to be shelved at this time. And on the funding side, there may be ways for the MHSAA to provide revenue sharing through expanded e-commerce on its website, through its internet video streaming project, and expanding the concept of non-traditional tournament draws, where the home team in the bracket hosts a game instead of going to a third-party site, and the two schools playing sharing the gate. And while after-school activities are extra opportunities for programming that schools can provide for their students and communities, maintaining them is better than the alternative. You only have to look back at the early 1980s to when Pontiac Public Schools shut down its athletic programs, a move which caused flight from the district in droves, and for those left behind, the devastating effect on the morale of students, teachers, and the community at large. One administrator at the time said, "School without sports isn't a school at all." And one student said, "It's like going to school in a tomb." Volunteers are needed for the upcoming March Magic Hoop Fest at Jennison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, the weekends of the MHSAA girls and boys basketball semifinals and finals at the Breslin Center. To sign up or to learn more about the event, go online to marchmagichoopfest.com. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.